Stop pushing me.
It isn't right. It isn't fair.
Okay, just stop pushing me. I didn't make the decision, stupid.
I hate you, Abel. I hate you so much.
Why? Because the younger brother triumphed over the older, stupider brother again?
Shut up, Abel. I am not stupid. And he had no right choosing your offering over mine.
Of course mine was chosen, stupid. I offered him the best sheep in my flock, and he accepted.
But he refused my offering. He refused my offering of vegetables.
Oh, please, Cain. 2 bushels of rotten vegetables?
I tried my best.
A pig wouldn't eat those vegetables.
I try to farm the land. I can't always...
You're not a farmer. You're an idiot.
Stop laughing at me, Abel.
Ah, well, my sheep need tending. Goodbye, Cain. I prefer herding my flock along the river than wasting any more time with a fool like you. Hey, give me back my staff. I don't have time for this.
I hate you so much, Abel.
Don't poke me. Give me that staff back, you oaf.
I hate you. My life was so simple until I had a little brother. Until you came along.
You needed someone to remind you what a nitwit you are. Now give me my staff back, stupid.
Shut up, Abel.
That hurt. You should respect your betters, stupid.
You should respect me, Abel. I'm your older brother.
Oh! Respect you, a simpleton? Give me back my staff, stupid.
Don't say that.
Ow! You're hurting me, fool. I'm the protected one. I'm the loved one. You're the fool!
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! I hate you, Abel. Abel? That felt good. Now I don't have to listen to you anymore, Abel. And if I take you and put you here, I don't have to see you anymore either. Goodbye, Abel.
The pain in my head. No, Rick, stop. What?
Yes, yes, I can hear you. I can understand you.
What?
Who, Abel? How should I know where he is?
No, no.
I told you I don't know where Abel is.
Stop!
Why do you keep asking me about Abel? Am I my brother's keeper?
My head!
No! Stop! No!
Titus! To my side!
General! My lord! We are outnumbered and...
Here. Conceal this document in your pouch. Find the road. Make your way to Rome at all costs to the emperor. He must receive this message. And he must be told that the enemy is overwhelming us. They march toward Rome itself. The city must be defended. Rome must not...
General!
You call this man general? This is General Marcellus who has fallen? Then the thrust of my sword was true. A message, a secret message. He was in possession of it. I seek it. Tell me where it is.
I know of no message.
I have no time. Perhaps this will teach you to deny Helios, my young soldier. I saw him hand you something. Am I hurting you? Oh, I've made you drop your shoulder bag. And as I suspected, here is the document. Thank you, my reluctant little enemy. I have no further need of your worthless soul. I possess what I seek. Before I leave, gaze upon the face of Helios, the warrior who has spared your puny life. Wait.
No, stay away.
You. I know you. But this is impossible. You are not from my land.
And I have never set my eyes upon you before. One so large, I would never forget. And yet, it seems as if I have been waiting for you.
Waiting for me? Tell me. For what?
To use my knife.
And if it be his divine will, may the strong seas continue to carry our vessel to the new world. Amen.
Amen.
The sky is darkening, brothers and sisters. Let us seek shelter below and continue with our prayers. Come, brothers.
Mistress Thornton. Why do you weep? How can you feel sad when our hearts are so full of joy?
I'm sorry, Mr. Richardson. I'm not as strong as you, as the others. I struggle to share your conviction, to be so sure we will reach our new home.
Weakness and tears betray a lack of faith, mistress.
Oh, no, Mr. Richardson. I do believe with all my heart. It's just, the sea journey has been so hard, and we have lost so many souls. I am deeply afraid.
Hush, you mustn't speak that way, Mistress Thornton. I can hear no more of this blasphemy. I must tell you that I have been watching you on our sea journey, Mistress. Closely.
I am flattered for your interest in my well-being, Mr. Richardson.
And with your well-being in mind, I must reveal to you that I am sorely concerned for your safety.
My safety? All of us on this boat are of one community, Mr. Richardson, like a family. I am afraid of what lies before me on this voyage, but not of those around me.
I suspected, but now I am sure.
Sure of what? Mr. Richardson?
The danger originates from the Prince of Darkness, the Devil. He has surely taken possession of you. You have lost your faith, your religious beliefs. That's why you are afraid.
Oh, no. I assure you, I am merely weak.
No. You are possessed.
The wind is growing strong. We must hurry below with the others and pray.
You are possessed of evil. Evil which will spread and defile all of us good Puritans on this ship. You have need of saving, Mistress Thorne.
Sir, I
will save you, Mistress.
Mr. Richardson?
I am strongly attracted to the good inside you. I was chosen to save you.
Mr. Richard... Mr. Richardson, I protest. You overstep your bounds, sir.
You are a lost soul. I am chosen. I am chosen.
Let me go, sir.
I will save you. Stop struggling and prepare yourself to meet the forces of good.
No, stop. God, help me now.
Feel the power of good.
No,
feel the force of love.
Get off me. Please, no. Father!
Stand aside, daughter. Stand aside, and I will finish off this animal.
No, don't shoot again. For mercy's sake.
As soon as you stepped onto this ship, I saw you watching my daughter. But I was already alerted to your treachery, because I know you.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we face each other again.
And my fate?
Is sealed.
Yes.
Yes.
Rest quietly, Grandfather.
Am I too late? Are you, Geoffrey?
Cousin John. Thank God word reached you in time. Yes, I'm your cousin Geoffrey.
And this... this is my grandfather?
Yes, he is. He barely clings to life, but he's still alive. Please, take off your coat. You must be exhausted from your ride.
That I am. I've ridden so far. The winter snow makes the roads almost impassable. So, this is my grandfather. Hello, grandfather. Can you hear me? I am your grandson. I am John. You last saw my mother and father before I was born, before they set out on their journey. But I've traveled far to be by your side tonight.
I'm afraid he can't hear you anymore, John. I don't think he'll make it through the night.
My horse is trusty. I should ride and try to reach a doctor.
No. You said yourself travel is dangerous. And to what end? Even in fair weather, the ride to the doctor's cabin and the return trip would take several days. It would still be too late. No, I think we should both stay here. Give thanks for your safe arrival. And rejoice in the great gift that was bestowed on Grandfather Thornton. He has led a good life, and a long life.
He outlived my mother and father.
God rest their souls. Amen.
Amen. Did your parents tell you the same stories mine told? When they all first sailed here, when they arrived here in the New World? About the unknown, about the dangers of the wilderness?
They did. So many of them died. Grandfather Thornton and his children faced nothing but hardship. Look at him. He lies this winter's night in a comfortable goose-down bed. Beside him is a roaring fire. His home is within a settlement he helped establish. And his two grandsons are reunited, keeping vigil at his bedside. We should pray for such an ending ourselves. You must be tired, John. I'll go outside and bed down your horse for the night.
Thank you, cousin. Grandfather? Grandfather Thornton? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? It's been many years, sir. But we do meet again. No. Don't try to stir. Don't try to move. I believe you do know who I am. You were much younger when we last met. And you knew me as someone else. Someone you treated rather abruptly. If my distant memories are correct. Cousin Geoffrey will be returning in a few moments, Grandfather, so I must hasten our conversation. I'm afraid it is now time for me to bid you adieu. Good night, Grandfather.
soldiers at the tavern, there would have been none for the horses.
How amusing, General Washington. I must tell that story to my husband. Oh, and have you sampled some of the pastries over on the oak table?
Actually, madam, I...
Please, General, they were baked in your honor.
Thank you, madam. Your hospitality is only exceeded by my expanding waistline.
Robert? Oh, Robert! There you are. My dear George Washington just told me the most humorous story. Robert, are you well? Did you have too much punch?
No, I... Did you see him? A gentleman with a powder blue vest.
A guest?
Yes, a guest with a powder blue vest here in our home. I saw him standing by the musicians just a moment ago, and there he is.
Stay away from me!
Robert, what are you doing?
You! I'm going to kill you!
Who is it? Who is that man? I've never seen him before.
Stand away from me!
I've got you now.
Unhand me!
No! You'll not escape me now.
Robert! Have you taken leave of your senses? Who is this man?
Oh, yes, in my bed. In my own bed. You murdered me!
Robert, you've gone mad!
Let me go!
Oh, my face. Where is he? Don't let him leave the house.
He's at the window. He's jumping up on the sill.
Watch out, man. You're two floors up. Stand back. Keep him away.
Come here, you.
Stand away from me. No. No!
My God! Did he jump? I think he's dead.
I'm sorry he had to leave the party so soon, General Washington.
What? What's going on? I'm trying to sleep. It's black in here. What time is it? Tarnation, leave me be. Leave me be. Stop making all that blame racket. That you, Sheriff? It's the middle of the night. You lock a body up in this jail cell, and then you fix it so as he can't sleep off his whiskey in peace and quiet. Quit your infernal racket. Bang a metal couple in somebody else's cell. Tarnation. All right.
You surely don't want me to sleep, do you, Sheriff? Light yourself a candle so I can see you and tell you what I really... You ain't the sheriff. Why'd you wake me up, make all that racket? Move closer to the bars so's I can see you.
Uh-huh. Howdy, Obadiah.
It's you. It can't be.
I'm the marshal. Marshal Thompson.
Not here. Not now.
I've been looking for you. Most of my life, I reckon. Since I've been born, I've been searching for you.
And I feel like I've been hunted all my life. But why? I ain't got no reason to think that. Hell, I don't even know who you are.
The window? At the party?
No. It's the corn liquor that's talking to me. It's doing crazy things to my head. I don't know what you're talking about, Marshal. And I sure as blazes ain't met you before. But it's like a voice is calling to me from a long time ago. A voice I almost know as well as my own. But I don't know. I just don't know. I can't think clearly. I feel in my bones like I've done something to you. Like we've been in some sort of argument for a long time.
That's how I see it.
Who's that? Somebody in this jailhouse? Who just walked in? I can't see in the shadows.
It's me, Obadiah. It's Sheriff Latimer. I'm here with Todd.
Thank God. Thank God. My head is spinning, Sheriff.
They're not here to help you, Obadiah. They're here to help me.
What?
I showed him my warrant papers from California. I told him about them ranches you robbed and murdered.
What warrant? California? I never been in California. I never robbed nobody. And I never murdered nobody. You're lying, Marshal. Them papers ain't genuine. That ain't the real reason you come for me.
I told Sheriff Latimer how I rode all the way from California tracking you down for robbery and murder. Dead or alive.
You're talking crazy. Look, I'm in jail for being a drunk, for drinking too much. I never hurt nobody. I'm innocent, Sheriff.
You're a lousy scum, Obadiah. I read the marshal's warrant for your arrest. We got no room for your kind in this town. What you got to say for yourself?
Don't you understand, Sheriff? He's not after me for robbing ranchers and all that foolishness. Me and him, we had an argument. No, now that I think about it, we had a whole mess of arguments over a long time. That's it, right? Before either one of us was born for hundreds and hundreds of years. And now he's trying to get even. He's trying to get at me for something that happened before we was born. Why are you opening the... Where are you taking me? Where are you taking me? Hey, let go of my... Now, don't tie my hands. I ain't fixing to hurt nobody. Wait. Stop. Let me get my shoes on it. Where are we going? I told you what happened, Sheriff. Where are we going?
Stop struggling, Obadiah. Let go.
No.
He's strong.
Stop.
Get a hold of him, Todd.
No.
Got the rope?
Todd tied it around that branch.
No.
Should hold.
No.
Get it around him. Yeah.
I'm innocent.
Stand him up on the crate. Now get the end of that rope tied off, Todd.
No. For God's sake, you're making a mistake. I ain't done nothing. This can't be happening.
I reckon you're wrong, Obadiah.
No,
it's supposed to happen.
No.
Remember?
No.
Kick out the crate.
No.
Daniel? What's gotten into you? Daniel?
Please step out of the rowboat, Constance.
What have I done?
Nothing. You've done nothing, Constance. Please step onto the shore.
You didn't like the lunch I packed?
Please step onto the shore. Watch your skirt in the lake water.
Understand. Daniel, where are you going? Where are you rowing to? Daniel, why are you rowing back onto the lake, Daniel?
Hello. You received my letter. I am Professor Winters.
I received your letter.
I took special leave from the university. I motored from Boston to meet with you. Would you mind if I step from my rowboat into yours?
Of course not.
You read my letter?
I did.
We must stop this, you know.
I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know me?
Sir, I've never met...
Oh, please. Stop this charade. You know who I am. You've known me since you were born. You've known me through history, right down until this new century. And now you sit facing me with that small pistol in your hand.
So?
You knew we eventually would meet, because you would eventually hunt me down.
Go on, Professor.
Because now it's your turn to kill me. However, I've developed a theory about you and me and our relationship. Of course, I've discussed this with no one. Who would believe me? Except you, of course.
I'm listening.
You see, my theory projects us back into the very dawn of time, to some original conflict that might have occurred, an event that could possibly trigger a cycle of retribution, of attack and counterattack down through the ages, as these two souls keep reappearing, each time as different people, with one of them intent on settling the score from the last appearance.
What is your point, Professor?
My point is, it was your turn to find me, but I've searched you out instead. To tell you this, we have to stop. Don't you see? I know it's your turn to kill me. But if we just decide to stop right here and now, to break the cycle, to make a pact...
Yes, yes, I do. This is Officer 6, Alpha Baker. I read you, home base. I was traveling beneath an overpass, but I can read you now loud and clear. Over.
All checkpoints are reporting negative. Do you have anything to report, 6 Alpha Baker? Over.
No, everything's fine. Beautiful day. Wish you were in the back of my motorcycle to enjoy it. Crowds are friendly. By the way, there's a rumor around that you had supper last night with the big man himself. Over.
Me and 200 other people. But I did get to talk to him for a few seconds. Over.
Really? I didn't know you were so important. What did he say? Over.
It's funny, but I'm not quite sure. Something I guess I didn't understand. He said he was worried. Thought somebody he knew from a long time ago was in town. Over.
Huh. Well, we didn't get a bulletin or anything on it. I guess.
Was that static I heard? You still there? Over. Officer 6 Alpha Baker, you still read me? Over.
Oh, my God. Up ahead, in the motorcade, the president. President Kennedy's been shot. Over.
Prisoner from 398D Quadrant, confined to transport container.
Activate flash tide comport. Range the prisoner to my chamber.
Prisoner flash tide comport activated. Range equals chamber.
Welcome, Billaroo, isn't it?
Greetings to you. And what are you known as in this lifetime?
You've never heard of Shakur?
Shakur. Magistrate Enlightener of the Western Quadrants. Very impressive. Nice to see you again.
Release the prisoner's bind clamp.
Note of caution. Prisoners of 398D Quadrant are deemed to be of danger.
Release the prisoner's bind clamp. I will take full responsibility.
Bind clamp security activation removed. Responsibility protocol shifted to requester.
Thank you. This is certainly a more dignified way of facing my fate. Now get on with your business, Shakur. Time is short.
I can synthesize more time. I'm the magistrate enlightener. More, less, the end result has always been the same.
It always is. It's your turn, isn't it?
It is. It's my turn.
Well, you've ranged me across Giga Quadrants to your chamber. You stand behind your weapon. You're prepared to evacuate my life force. Why are you hesitating?
I think I've found a way to end the cycle. To break the pattern. As advanced beings, we...
Advanced? Us?
No, listen to me, Ilaru. I've thought about this. For as long as my soul has existed, it's taken all these eons to realize the answer. It's very simple.
A way to break the cycle?
At the beginning of time, I was the being known as Abel.
Correct. And I was your older brother, Cain.
You killed me. You beat me to death in a field, among my flock of sheep, with my own staff.
I never meant to.
No. It wasn't premeditated. I believe you. You were driven by anger. But it still happened. And now, through this eternity of time, I would like to hear you apologize to me, to your younger brother, Abel.
Brother?
Yes, Cain?
I would like to say, I'm sorry. With all my heart. For what I did to you. For the terrible sin I committed. One that has led to our unhappy meetings down through the ages. I'm so sorry, Abel. I beg your forgiveness. Do you forgive me, Abel?
Yes. I forgive you.
Abel.
Cain. Brother.
Oh.
The cycle has ended.
So, where do we go from here?
I don't know, Cain. I've never thought about it. I have to tell you, I feel free. Not bound anymore by who we were at the start. A young and gifted shepherd and a poor farmer of rotted vegetables.
I tried my best.
A pig wouldn't have eaten those vegetables, Cain.
I tried to farm the land. I couldn't always...
You weren't a farmer? You were an idiot!
Stop laughing at me, Abel. My life was so simple until you came along.
You needed someone to remind you of what a nitwit you are. Hey, put down that weapon, stupid.
I hate you, Abel. You should respect your older brother.
You? You're a simpleton! Give me that weapon!
I hate you!
I'm the protected one! I'm the loved one! You're the fool!
You...
Let go!
No, I'm not!